Yeah, well, it's similar to the sort of the away stat as well. We didn't have a away win for a while, and the longer it goes on, sort of the more it may play on your mind. But all we can do is work on the training field and try and keep our shape and communicate better. And sometimes it can be a little bit of luck or a worldly goal from one of them. But at the moment, it seems to be maybe we're not making them work as hard as they should have to. Which is only down to us. We need to work on that and put it right, and hopefully that happens on Saturday.
Similarly, frustratingly, is this concession of penalties as well. That seems to be happening quite a lot in these early stages. Is there any way to sort of eradicate that as the season continues?
I think with that, we just got to hold out. We got to be better with that. It's not acceptable to give that many penalties away, and it's only us that can change that. Like I said, we've got to stay on our feet in the box and work our feet and not dive in. But it's not, like, again, it's not something we're going out and doing on purpose. It's no fault of not trying. We need to sort of stick together and make sure we do cover each other if we are in a box. Make sure we are standing each other's standing on your toes. And like I said, don't dive in. But we can only change that around ourselves.
How much are you looking forward to hosting the Leaders this weekend?
Yeah, it's good. They've obviously had a very good start to the season. It's a local derby, and it's a massive game for us. And to have it at home is fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a game I'm looking forward to since the start of the year, and seeing as they've started so well, it's us to take them off their pedestal. And I don't think it's a better place to have it at the Bank Stadium.
Yeah, with the fans behind you, we can still call it an unbeaten home record. Yeah. A draw tonight, of course, despite the penalties. Be great to keep this unbeaten record going as long as you can, won't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. And like I said, we have had long periods where we haven't won away, or long periods where we haven't kept the clean sheet. But we have also had a long period now where we're unbeaten at home. Mm. So we have to look at the positives as well. They're coming to our stadium, where we're really good at. It's going to be a high tempo game with a really good atmosphere, and something that I'll thrive on. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Do you look at them sort of enviously, thinking that could easily be Walsall in that position if you get a few wins together?
Yeah, that's always where you want to be. You want to be at the top, and you want to be looking down on teams. But like I said, it's a chance for us to take them back a peg or two and prove how good we can be. We want to put on a performance for our fans, so they can get behind us like they always do, and to make it against a local derby who are top, then it'll be even better.
Just very finally, how do you assess the Saddlers' start to the season? Is it 16th place in the league so far? I think it's identical, actually, to how you were after 11 games last season. As vice-captain, just how do you sum up the first few weeks of the season?
We obviously want to be better. We want to be in the top half. We want to be challenging. I feel we've been unlucky in a few games where we could have had a positive result and hasn't sort of come our way. And then there's been performances when we haven't quite performed to our capability. So it's the biggest thing that I said last year, is that consistency we need to keep. And if we can put a string of wins together, a string of performances together, there's no reason why we can't climb back up the table, and it becomes a much more positive season, which we can all sort of look forward to.